I'm Christine Dean, and this is live from Studio A. And it's Homegrown Week. KUMD Homegrown Week is made possible by Lake Superior College of Duluth and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Excited to have a band in the studio today that we've never had the band in before, but I think the various members have been in before in their various projects. It is Timothy Martin and the New Norm. Welcome.
Hey, thank you.
And Timothy Martin is better known as Tim Nelson, who has been... Have you played in every single Homegrown so far, Tim?
I have.
And you were in the First Ladies in the very first one, right?
Guild in the... Yep, Guild in the very, very first one.
Oh, Guild. That's right.
Yeah, back... The very first one out on Park Point. I still count that as Homegrown.
That was kind of Starfire's 30th birthday party. Yeah. Held it at the beach house down there. Or not the beach house, but the community center.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. And I forgot the bands that played that, but Guild was there. And then you were in the First Ladies and Guild for the first
official
one.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So you did double duty.
I was double duty.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. It was pretty cool.
And what are some of the other bands that you've been in along the way that have played Homegrown?
Well, Boy Girl, Boy Girl. Brad and I were in that one together.
Your brother, who's drums tonight.
Let's see. What else? Father Hennepin.
Oh, right.
I was an original member with Father Hennepin, so I was with that.
Wait, so did you play the first Homegrown in that band, too?
I did, actually.
So you played
Wow,
you just won Homegrown right there. Everybody always talks about who wins Homegrown, so I think you do right there. And then, of course, 500 Million Society just played last night.
Yes.
Your other band.
Yep.
I hear you were dressed as ninjas.
We ninja'd out a little bit, yeah. It got a little hot, so not everybody lasted the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
I almost went karate chopping on them for taking the masks off.
Yeah, I heard you were the last one to succumb.
I stuck it out. All the way through.
So you're definitely a Homegrown veteran, and it's great to have people in the studio that have been there. And and that's always something fun for Homegrown is somewhere along the way, people started kind of doing special fun things. And like the First Ladies, I remember, used to really break it out for Homegrown.
Yeah, we ramped it up, that's for sure. With Chris Bacigalupo. You know,
his
antics.
Mind.
Yeah, his mind, exactly.
Amazing mind. That
Dr. Tomorrow, I should say.
Yes, yeah. Dr. Tomorrow. And, of course, First Ladies are featured on the latest Homegrown mix picked by Eric Swanson. So you're everywhere in Homegrown. And were you part of the steering committee for a while, too, or you were part of running it for a while, right?
We did run it for 2 years, yep. Mm-hmm. And then donated, actually, to the current nonprofit.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And it's flourished, so you must feel pretty darn good about that.
Oh, yeah, it's great to see.
Yeah.
Really exciting to see this brainchild that Starfire had. We met at Uncle Louie's, had a pancake, and he told me this idea, and I said, well, this sounds like something that, you know, Bernie Larson was doing in Houghton, Michigan at the time. He was putting out a CD called The Misery Sessions and do shows with all local artists. I said, this sounds like something that would work really well in Duluth. Let's do it, you know, so... It was fun to help him, you know, formulate some of the concepts back then. I mean, his ideas, it's all his initiative, though, for sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, now I got a new band, Timothy Martin and the New Norm, that's been around for a couple of years now?
Yeah, well, it has. It started a couple of years ago. Mm-hmm. But it started out with just me and actually Bernie Larson was living in Duluth for a few months and with me and I have a
and Bernie
large
for
house.
People that might not know he's an old friend of yours, but he's from Michigan. He's spent time out in California. He's a producer. He's a musician. He's produced a ton of stuff, and he has his own spin out record label. I don't know what they've been up to lately, but
yeah, he's still producing. Things are coming out here and there that we're doing, but it's the slow trickle. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you were meeting up with him again when he was in Duluth and...
Yeah, so we did a song because, he was producing, he did a song for Hattie Peterson, which is really great. And so he's doing singles and he was doing different things and was willing to do something with me. So that was pretty fun.
Okay.
Yeah.
And we'll talk more about the band, but first let's hear. So, you want to introduce the rest of the guys?
Sure.
We'll
Russell Sackett over here on the bass.
Hi.
We got Peter Knutson on guitar.
Hello.
And Brad Nelson on drums.
And so far, let's see, Peter played last night with Old Knifey for Homegrown. Brad played twice last night. So he played with that big band, Black Eyed Snakes. Yeah, you know, that big band that was headlined down at Clyde last night. And then he went over and played for the Boomchucks. And Russ, have you done anything so far Homegrownish?
Yes. Last night I played organ with the 500 Million Society. And then right after that I played... I played with the bass with the Boomchucks. So,
wow. Yep. So cumulatively, already tons hours of homegrown experience here in the room today, but they were kind enough to make some time to come in this afternoon, so thanks for doing that, guys. What do you want to play?
This is a new song. It's called Like a Treasure, and I was just out in California with Bernie, and we recorded this song. It should be coming out later this month as a video release. So it's called Like a Treasure.
Glance across his yard. No doubt from the start. Soft brown hair, light blue eyes. In a trance, hypnotized. Thirty-one hours, 8 states away. Started driving night and day. In my car, you're in my heart. White line, blur, black coffee. Feel you with everything, and the dream that you bring. Will you lay with me in the shade of your brother's tree? Under a Detroit sky, we'll find new life. Will you see what the future brings? A choice to which we cling. Life together, that we found like a treasure. Explain the way I feel now that I'm behind the wheel, flowing down the interstate, headed west coast. I've set sail. Fill you with everything, the dream that you bring. Will you lay with me? Shed of your brother's tree. Under a Detroit sky, we'll find new life. Will you see what the future brings? A choice to which we cling. Life together, that we found is like a treasure. States the other way. I was scared of what you'd say. You smiled and took my hand. Whispered, don't look back again. Fill you with everything, the dream that you bring. Will you lay with me? In the shade of your brother's tree, under a Detroit sky, we'll find new life. Will you see what the future brings? A choice to which we cling. Life together, that we found like a treasure. Life together, like a treasure. Together like treasure. together like a treasure.
Timothy Martin and the New Norm, live from Studio A, and Like a Treasure. So you started the band kind of as just on your own, hanging out with Bernie, recording. How did it evolve, and what was the concept behind it? Like, that was different than your other bands?
The concept, I've done a lot of co-writing with people, from Guild, Jen Jones and myself, First Ladies, that's, I kind of started to introduce more of my own material then. Through licks, Guild. It's just been a lot of co-writing throughout the years. So now at this point, I just wanted to have an outlet for some of my older songs, because 500 Million Society is a co-writing project as well. It's a bunch of guys that have great ideas, and we get together, and it's kind of like I heard the guys say yesterday on the air, our bowling night. But it is a conglomeration of different people's concepts, and this was kind of my outlet for some of my music and some of my things that I wanted to express.
Mm-hmm.
So
when you were looking for people to help you flesh that out, what were you looking for?
The best players in town. Yeah.
Russ is having a good time with that one there. and so have you done a lot of writing for the project? And I know you've recorded a few singles here and there. You just did, you guys did a version of Lowe's Canada, which was kind of fun for the Lowe tribute project.
Yeah, thank you. That was a lot of fun. Yeah. Eric Swanson invited us to take part in that 20-year celebration for Lowe's anniversary. And we did that. And then just two other singles that are have been done. So I think that's it. Just three so far.
Mm-hmm. And as are these guys on this? And we should mention that the lineup has changed a little bit. In fact, just recently, because your drummer had to leave town for an opportunity. So luckily, you happen to be related to one of the best drummers around.
Yeah, he's a very busy guy. It's hard to get him moved into things, but we're all busy, so it works out.
And so you kind of got Brad in here at the last minute, and he had to say yes. So because he's your brother.
Exactly. He was kind enough to do that.
So, mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a slow drip of things. And then I can play some of the boy-girl songs that we had, which was the early 2000s. So I was looking forward to playing those again. And not, you know, Jen Jones is out of town, and, you know, the bass players are kind of Nikki and Veronica are gone. And so it's just kind of one of those things where this is just a great opportunity to play some music with these guys too. They're all good friends of mine as well. Obviously Brad is, but the other two guys, and T. Bruce Brower is playing electric fiddle with us tonight as well. So
yeah, and he's a fiddle player that he's played over at the Big Top Chautauqua, and I've seen him a lot more around Duluth lately, kind of contributing to different projects.
I think T. Bruce is he's making a conscious effort to get over here and play some music with some Duluthians. So mm-hmm. That's pretty cool. We're lucky to have him.
Yeah, he adds a lot to whatever project I see him in. Well, and I want to ask you, you know, you are a busy guy. You're a business owner. You know, you own, co-own some of the restaurants around town and Ficker's Brew House and all that stuff. So how does music fit into that for you? Like, you support music through those venues, and that's a kind of a big part of what you want to do with those venues. How does being a musician yourself fit into that? Because you must be pretty darn busy with those projects.
Pretty busy for sure. I mean, it's just I guess it's all about in power of intention, and I really want to play music, and I carve out time when I can to do it. So we're not on the road, you know, we're not out traveling around, so that obviously would take too much time maybe for a few of us, but I don't know. I just do it because these guys want to do it with me, so it's great.
Well,
I'm lucky enough to do that.
It seems like it's important. It's important to you to keep that in your life. And
it is,
yeah.
Well, the whole initially Ficker's Brewhouse was back then there weren't any music clubs in town. R.T. Quinlan's had music Friday nights, and that was about it. I mean, the Recycle Bell had closed by then, by '95 when we opened, and it was the whole intention was to have a place where original live music could happen. And so it's always been a passion of mine. And right after that, that's when I started playing out. I met Jen Jones. She was working at the coffee shop across the hall, and we formed a guild, the band. So it's always, I guess it's I've evolved the business and myself, and we've all evolved together. So it's just kind of part of me now.
You know, as a fellow veteran of this particular scene, me as a media person, for me it's really fun to see how things have evolved and the new bands coming up, and I imagine it must be for you. And you see probably even more of that than I do because you see them in your establishments a lot, I suppose.
We see a lot of music. It's great. It's really, mm-hmm. really great to see all the people in different formations, like Anthony Bennett playing acoustic at the Brewhouse a couple weeks ago, which was great, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, this feels really weird. It sounds really good. So it's cool to see people coming in and being able to just enjoy their music exactly how I'd hoped it'd be. I guess original live music with really great artists while I'm drinking beer at this bar. One of my favorite things. So
all right,
yeah.
Well, let's hear another song. What do you guys want to do now?
This is another one of our songs called Holy Water.
Projection, where paradigms have protection. Like holy water.
is divine.
Timothy Martin and the New Norm live from Studio A in Holy Water. And you recorded that tune with Bernie, I know. I heard that version. Nice tune.
Oh, thank you.
That's,
yeah.
Got a great driving, yeah, right. Driving beat going there.
He actually had some, I mean, he worked with me on the songwriting, and he didn't write with me, but he pushed me to think about things differently than I usually have with my writing. So thank you for saying that. Yeah.
Well, and so tell me about that. So what, you know, do you have a kind of a usual way that you approach it, and what did he push you to change?
I think it's just some of the timing of the lyrics, maybe not having too many lyrics, and also lead-ins to choruses, and just how that should build or give space or just announce things before they happen. It was a great experience too. It's always great working with him, and I like working with people I'm friends with and I respect musically, so, and he's definitely one of those people.
Mm-hmm. So you started songwriting, I think you said, back with Guild. Is that the first time you were writing songs?
Or? No, the first time writing songs was with Brad here back when we were in elementary school.
Really?
Yeah. We had a band called the Apollo Rockers.
Nice.
Perhaps you've heard of us.
No, but I would love to see a resurgence of that.
The thing was that I was actually the drummer and Brad was the singer. It was a two-piece.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This is great.
Yeah.
And you wrote songs.
That's all we had.
No, okay, so what were the songs like? This is what I want to know. What were the songs like? Did Brad write any songs too? Did you both write the songs?
Yeah, we were both writing on it. It was elementary, early junior high type thing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Walking down the street,
yeah.
Walking down the street listening to the beat.
Yeah, yeah. Where Did I Go Wrong?
Wow.
When I heard that song.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you guys had this in your blood early on. Well, because, I mean, you both are also kind of athletic guys, and you were involved in various, you know. Well, I know Brad was. I don't know what your story is on that, Tim.
Yeah,
somewhat.
We did. We both ski raced a lot when we were younger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So were you more focused on that than on music or anything? And music.
There
was
a period, yeah, for sure, where mm-hmm. it was just no music at all. It was a lot of listening to music, but it was all sports.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, it started to fade.
Mm-hmm.
Then it became more music, and I started playing guitar. Kind of actually, you know, later, I was a trombone player back. I was in another band you may have heard of, the high school band.
I actually have heard of that one. It's pretty well known. There's a lot of cover bands of that everywhere.
Yeah.
Well, that's fun. Do you ever pull out those skills? I don't think I've ever seen you
my Amisher
break those
can't
out.
Handle that. No.
You're what?
Amisher.
What's that?
I got a show. I can't
it's
explain.
The lifts.
It's the lifts. How you tighten your lifts up, I guess, so you can make the you know, vibration.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, I knew there was a secret to it. I just never learned it. Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay.
And if a weak embouchure, you can really tear your lips up if you're not doing it right.
Wow.
You got to have good muscles in your face.
I had no idea how dangerous brass instruments could be.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
You can lose your lips.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, so I was asking you about songwriting because, you know, it's interesting to me, you know, when people first start writing songs, they don't really think about how they're doing it or that they're, or, and you don't know that there's things that you can do to make it better. You know what I mean? So at what point did you kind of start to change, you know what I mean? Get that sort of concept.
Well, it's just been a lot of songs written, I guess, throughout time.
Mm-hmm.
And listened to a lot of music and admired a lot of different styles of music. And so I don't know when. I guess I don't know. The answer is I'm not sure.
I was just interested because you know, you're talking about Bernie coming and saying, well, here's some things to think about. And when you're just doing it on your own, I don't think you think about that stuff unless somebody goes, hey, what about this? You know?
True. And the other tip he gave me was you need to go up in your studio, your room or wherever, and you need to sit there and you need to do the work. And that's, you know, that's sometimes hard to sequester yourself in private like that and really work something through. So I thought that was, that's something I remember too.
And and that is something I hear a lot from people in this room is people don't realize that it is something that it's a craft and it's can be worked at, you know?
It's a job. Yeah. It's, yeah. Not a job. Well, not for me, some people, but it's right. it's definitely something you need to work at. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. All right, well, let's hear one more. What do you guys want to finish up with here?
We're going to do a classic from Boy Girl, Boy Girl. It's called Slim Novotny. Two, three, four. Well, Slim Novotny, he knows about me and Buddy Bobby. Now he wants me dead. 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 Oh, Slim Novotny has his eye on me, but he can't see me because he's seeing red. 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 Oh, Slim Novotny, he knows about me and Buddy Bobby, and now he wants me dead, dead, dead. Oh, Slim Novotny, you know he wants me.
Timothy Martin and The New Norm doing a boy, girl song live from Studio A. Thank you so much for coming in, Tim. I really appreciate it.
Oh, we appreciate it, Christine. Thank you.
All right. Today's Live from Studio A was produced by me, Christine Dean, with help from Chris Harwood, Rick McLean, and Cameron Flackney. KUMD Homegrown Week is made possible by Lake Superior College of Duluth and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. To check out upcoming guests or listen to previous sessions, go to KUMD.org and click on Arts. This is Live from Studio A on 103.3 KUMD. Thanks for listening.